message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Take your seats. Again, you're welcome to God's presence, and we are grateful to God. We are so grateful to Him for the privilege He has given to us to be able to hold this conference again this year. And we are grateful for all that He has done. And I pray that His blessings will never be scanty in our lives in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? If you were blessed by the first word that came to us tonight, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. If you were as blessed as I was blessed, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. The Lord will continue to bless you all in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? I'll be speaking briefly on the theme of this program, which is Change Agents. And I trust God that in these few minutes, somebody's life will be transformed in the name of Jesus. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. I'll be reading verse 16. And also I'll be reading Joel, chapter 2, from verse 1 to 9. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and as a result of your good works, they will glorify God in heaven." Men will see some things that you are doing here, and as a result of what they are seeing that you are doing here, they will lift their hands to God and begin to glorify God. And say, "Ah, God, you are the one that created this person that is doing this. You are the one that created this person that is having this result." Somebody's life will have that kind of testimony in Jesus' name. Also in Joel chapter 2, from verse 1 all through to verse 9, the Bible says, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound..." Okay, let me read verse 1, you read verse 2 till we get to verse 9. So, let's start. "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near at hand." Verse 2. "A day of darkness, a day of ungloominess, a day of clouds, thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, not being ever like, neither shall any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them." The people we are talking about who are change agents, they are unusual kind of people. They are not ordinary people like anybody you see on any campus. They are not the exact replica of others in the family. "A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them." Verse 4. "The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run." When you see them, they are not, the appearance is not like normal people. They run faster than horses. He says, "Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountain, shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All the faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men." The people that we are calling change agents, they are people that when they run like mighty men. "They shall climb the wall like men of war." They climb mountains. They do unusual things. "They climb walls. They shall match every one of them in his way, and they shall not break their ranks." Verse 8. "One of them trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword..." They are unusual kind of people. When sword touches them, or they fall upon the sword can't hurt them. And verse 9, where we'll stop. "They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses, they shall enter in at the windows like a thief. They are strange order of people. When we are talking about people that are change agents, we are talking about record breakers. We are talking about people that when they enter into a race with you, they break the records that were there before. The Bible says they are a light, they are a city, they are, that is set upon a hill. It cannot be hidden. If we switch off all this light now, everywhere looks begins to look somehow. But when somebody with a torchlight, a change agent, enters with light into this place, everybody follows that person. That one person that has the light is the one everybody else will follow. Hello? Change agents are record breakers. They are history makers. They make history in their colleges. They make history in their family. What their father could not achieve is what they go for. The kind of record they set are phenomenal. Nobody has ever been to such before. Who are change agents? Change agents are people of contribution and relevance. They are relevant. Relevant in the family. If they are youths, they are relevant to the husband. The wife is relevant to the husband. The husband is relevant to the wife. If they are single, they are relevant anywhere they find themselves. Relevant to people. Relevant to the society. Relevant in their place of work. They can't count people, plenty people in their place of work before they count them. Because of massive relevance. Because of massive contribution. That is where God is taking you in the name of Jesus. I say that is where God is taking you in the name of Jesus. In Joel chapter 2 verse 28, I'm cutting up. I have to cut off quite a lot because time is not on our side. But let's move on. Joel chapter 2 verse 28, the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. And these young men who are change agents, they will see something that is called visions. They will see something that others have never seen before." Mark it. As we prepare to close 2019 and go to 2020, you are going to see what you have never seen before. God is going to give you brand new visions. I say God is going to give you brand new visions. Even from tonight, God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus. I say God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus. A change agent is a visionary. Change agents are people who go for strange results. They don't look for mediocre results. Let me just manage and just pass, sha. Let me just, no. They go for the kill. They go for the best of the best in their chosen fields, in their chosen area of assignment. An example of these change agents from the Bible, we have three men called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who did the unusual in Daniel chapter 3. From verse 1, the Bible was speaking that the king, Nebuchadnezzar, said he's going to make a particular god, and everybody has to bow down to that god. But the Bible says in Daniel 3 verse 16, that this guy said, "We will never bow. We are change agents. Throw us into any funny furnace, any fiery furnace or anything you call it. We are going in and we are coming back. We are going to go in and we are going to come back." The Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said to the king, they said, "Oh, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We are change agents. Anything anything that you want us to go through, we go through it and we come out. We don't bow to just anything. We are unusual kind of men. We are unusual kind of human being." And the Bible says that story is just 30 verses. When you get to it, you can read it. Daniel chapter 3 from verse 1 to 30. Very interesting story of three young boys who refused to be like every other person. Every other person. The Bible says when they heard the flute and when they heard the sound of trumpets and all these things, they bowed to the strange god. But this change agent said, "No, We are men of change. Where others bow, we will not bow. Where others are saying that things cannot work, it will work out for us there. And the Bible says, the king was aghast. Because in the night, in the early hours of the following day, he went there and he was surprised. He threw three people inside the heat, inside the fire. And as he got there, he saw four people there. He now called him. I said, how many people did we throw inside this fire? We threw three people. How come we are now seeing four there? He said, these people are strange people. They said, I said, God always responds to you when you see your strange kind of, when you are strange, God is not interested in people who are not ready to do the extraordinary. God is looking for youths. He's looking for men and women who are ready to stretch their faith to the limit. Who are ready to say, I know God can't fail me. And in the name of Jesus, as God liveth, you are ending this year 2019 as a living testimony. I say you are ending this year 2019 as a living testimony. They refused to bow. And God sent rescue to them. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 3, verse 30, that they after they came out, he said the king promoted them. The king promoted them. He lifted them in Babylon. He lifted them. You are the next person God is going to lift in the name of Jesus. Another example of a change agent is Joseph. Joseph was a man that he changed his status quo. In those days, it was rare to see somebody that can store food for 7 years. In Genesis 41, Bible speaking, particularly from 47 to 49, he stored food for 7 years. He was a man of unusual personality. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handful. Go on. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the city, the food of the field, which were round about every city, laid it up in the same. 49. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea. He was a man of diligence. He was a man that had a strange kind of human person. He gathered food like sand of the sea and stored it. He knew that there will be a time food will not be surplus like this. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. He stored food that they could not count the food again. Somebody is here tonight. In the place where you are working, you will be the change agent there. You study your Bible very well, you see that everybody started going after Joseph. When the time of famine came, it is change agents and people who are relevant who become relevant in the time of scarcity. It is those who have decided to be change agents that will be relevant when things are not working well. When you see those who are scratched when things are not working well, it's because they are mediocres. They are those who just do what everybody is doing that they want to do. God is going to take you to a higher height in the name of Jesus. I say God will take you to a higher height in the name of Jesus. I have more examples here of change agents. I have four, but I've just taken two now. So let me just leave it at that because of time. I want you to know that you are destined to be a change agent, a history maker. When you came to the world, you cried. Even when you did not want to cry, they beat you in your bum bum. But when you are leaving the world, it is the world that is supposed to cry, not you. When you were born, you cried, I've come into this world. But when your life ends, you can't cry. It is the world that is supposed to cry. A change agent, a man of relevance, a lady of relevance has exited. That's the way it goes. And for somebody here today, you will live a life of relevance. I say you will live a life of relevance. You will live a life that matters. In the name of Jesus. And so we are here again tonight. We have started listening to the word. And we have been getting information. But you know, accumulation of information without utilization leads to frustration. Just getting information in this conference without utilizing it leads to frustration. You will never be frustrated. I say you'll never be frustrated. You'll never be frustrated. You will never have notes without being a notable person. No, some people, they have so much notes. Note, the notes plenty, but there's no fruit of what they are writing. But as for you, everybody will see that something in your life has changed. You know, one of my beloved daughters here who went for home during the break, who lives in Ibadan, told me that her father said, your life has changed. Your life has changed. Which church you say you are going in, Ilorin? It's an impact. I said, that church, they have a branch here. All of us in this house, let us be going to that church. If God can change your life like this in that church, you, all of us, we need to be there. Somebody say change agents. God is going to make you relevant in that family. God is going to make you relevant in that family. When you speak, everybody will listen. I say, when you speak, everybody will listen. When you speak, they will know it's a man of wisdom that speaks. In the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, how do I become this change agent? How do I become an history maker? How do I become a person of global relevance? How do I become somebody that is a force to reckon with around my vicinity, around my nation, around my environment? I'll take us through a few. I have about 9 here, but I'll see how far we can go before we close tonight. Number one key to become a person of that is a change agent is to possess the right mentality. You see, your mentality determines your actuality. Your mentality determines your eventuality. Your mentality determines the possibility of your life. That's why when there's no mentality, you will see porosity. You will see a person's life not amounting to anything. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And one of our work in the course of this conference is to change your thinking. Because an average Nigerian youth has a mediocre thought. Let me just finish school, enter politics. I will chop money. Or let me just finish school and just buy. Let me just finish school like this and just buy a laptop. A solid laptop that can hit America from Nigeria here. I'm already rich within 1 year. Or let me just take care of my body very well and look so fine. When I'm walking and I'm swagging my body like this, cars are hitting themselves. And somebody rich must spot me somewhere. Or I use a cream on my skin so much so that my skin begins to glow like glow baby. My color becomes bright. I move from original to artificial. You know, some people's skin is not original again. Some skin is not original again. The skin that God put there, they didn't like it. They scrape that one away. Somebody say wrong mentality. The skin, you that you are beautifully made, wonderfully made, excellently made. God spent extra time on you when he was creating you. You know, say, I don't like this skin. So when it's time for the person to, for the husband that the person, that God sent to the person to marry the person, God gave him a picture of a relatively dark person. By the time he saw her, she's already looking yellow like pawpaw. He said, well, this person looks like the person, but he looks like the person, but he's not actually the person. Something is different here. It is mentality that determines actually. You can't get anywhere except your mentality is adjusted. Except you think that you are greatly made. That's why you can't just walk anyhow. You can't be a person. A Christian with a wrong mentality, you see them on the street, they'll just be fighting. They can be fighting with my boyfriend on the street. They can be fighting over boyfriend in the street. They will tear themselves to pieces. And they saw people videoing them, oh, that they know that from there is internet straight. They say, I've lost my sense. I've lost my mind. You will not lose your mind. I say, you will not lose your mind. There are some madness that happens to some people that you know that this one, they lost mentality just for 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And they become global disgrace. You will never be a global disgrace. Did I hear you say amen? Adjust your mentality if you want to ever become a change agent. Adjust your mentality. Let it be tuned to God's pattern. Thank you, Jesus. Number two, like I said, I will have to cut short so many things tonight because of time. Number two, major key to becoming a change agent is to possess the right character. Character is important when you talk about somebody affecting his generation or affecting her generation. And Pastor Moshevi was able to speak a little bit about that also earlier on, so I will not overflog that. But I want you to know, if you lose money, you have not lost anything. If you lose your health, you have lost something small. But once you lose, once they say, this person doesn't have character at all, this person's character is a bad character, you have lost everything. So when we are talking about being a change agent, we are talking about the adjustment of behavior, adjustment of daily conduct. And when you talk about character, you are talking about speech, you are talking about behavior, you are talking about a one-on-one, the way you generally behave. And anything you do regularly for 21 days has become your character. Anything you do consistently for 21 days is part of your character. That's why some people, they use curse words. They've been using it before, so all of a sudden, they are used to curse words. It's a new day for you. Number three, key to being a change agent is to live purposefully. That is, live with a sense of mission and vision. Live purposefully, you can write slash. Live with a sense of mission and a sense of vision. Live in a way that you wake up on fire. You wake up every day like a moving lion. Because when you wake up, you don't wake up for nothing. You wake up to purpose. Hello? You wake up to purpose. You don't just wake up for nothing. The reason why you woke up is to move into your purpose. So you must ensure that every day when you wake up, your waking up is towards a purpose. You must be purposeful. Someone say purposeful. When you see a person who wakes up without purpose, then you see a misfit of a human being. You see somebody who doesn't have any bearing. You see, when you don't have a purpose, you become a purposeless and a useless entity. A student that wakes up in the morning without knowing that I need to spend time in my studies, I need to spend time in this, I need to spend time in praying, or I need to spend time in the library, just wakes up without any purpose. Then when exam day comes, it is such people that you see that they will write what they think will come out and they will put it inside their inner clothes. They will write answers on their hand like this. And when they will use something to open it and read it, until one day the VC will be passing. It doesn't come out normally during the exam, but that time it just passes and it doesn't enter. It just peeps through the window and say, "You, oh yeah, stand up." Time. You know, this morning I was driving and I heard that some guys in one university, I think in Akure also, I don't know if you heard about it, 6 of them were rusticated yesterday. You heard about it? Futa, that's Akure. They beat up another boy. That's purposelessness. That is uselessness of character. You were sent. Your father sold maybe cocoa or sold. Or your mother was frying gari to send you to Futa. You now foot yourself. And foot yourself out of the school. You will not be a person that will bring shame to your family. I say you will not be a person that will bring shame to your family. Live purposefully with a sense of vision. That's why when people enter school here, we tell them, write what you want to graduate with. Write what you want to, first semester, second. Because when you don't have a vision, when you don't have a purpose, you don't really know the reason why you came, somebody else will give you another reason for living. That's why you saw people enter cults. They didn't know the reason why they are in school. They thought to be in school is to be into different fraternities. So they join different fraternities because there is no purpose in their mind for leaving Lagos to come to this place. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. You must be a man or a woman that has a vision and a mission. I told you before a story. While I was in university, undergraduate days, I had two major friends, a male and a female. The two of them, when we entered school, said they want to have first class. And I was quite busy also in ministry and many other things. So I said I wanted the 2-1. And that was exactly what the two of them had. The lady had 4.5 on the dot. That is, during her final year, she needed to have straight A's, including projects. I know projects is one of the most difficult to have A's, to have an A, at least in our course. She had an A. She had straight A's in all the 8 or 9 courses at that time because of a sense of mission. If we did, let's say, 9 courses and she had 8 A's and 1 B, she still would have dropped to 2-1. So she needed to have 9 A's to cross. You will cross. We will congratulate you. I say we will congratulate you. And when we are congratulating you, we will congratulate you in grand style. Live with a sense of mission. Number 4, because of time. Number 4, key to becoming a change agent is to live with time consciousness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 and 16. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 and 16. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly. That's a big word, right? See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. It means a person can walk like a fool, but as a wise person. Now go to verse 16. Redeeming the time. Walk with a sense that the time is an invaluable asset. Once you have lost time, you have lost many things. There are many things that when it's lost, you can regain them. But once time is lost, you can't regain that time. It was 6 o'clock before. You can never go back again and say 6 o'clock again today. It's gone. Utilize your time in such a way that your time has a value. Somebody went to see a servant of God, and then he was with the servant of God for about 45 minutes, and then he just got up and said, you have taken 45 minutes of my time. He said something like, take it easy. See, I don't have the time to take it easy. I don't even have the leisure of time to say I want to take it. I'm on a mission. People come to see me in my office and the talk becomes too long. Then all of a sudden you see that I'm already getting up. Because time, you can't just be doing as if you have all the. Let me tell you, if you are 21 now, you can't be 20 again. You can't be 16 again. You can't go back again and say, I'm 21 now, but I feel like being 18 again. It's gone. That's why the way you utilize your time now matters. The wastage of time is equal to the wastage of life. Once time is being regularly wasted, life is being fizzled out. It's fizzling out gradually. Somebody will say, I'm still very young. Those that are old now, they were young before. My grandmother, both of them have gone to be with the Lord. And one day, I was in my grandfather's house. And I stumbled on my grandmother's picture when she was a young girl. Because she was the only child of her mother. Only child. And she had nine children. She wasn't working much. Just small businesses. She was just having children. When I mean, nine children is a lot of work. I can tell you that. It's a lot of work. When I saw her picture when she was like 18, 19, 20. Oh God. But when, as at the time I was seeing it, she was already old. Yes, she was still relatively okay, but the drastic difference is amazing. Your time must not be squandered. I don't have value for people who don't value my time. Once I know you don't have value for my time, I tell you that I'm busy or me, I'm the one, you don't have value. Time is life. Time is life. Once you see somebody who is with you, are in a relationship. We're talking about relationship and marriage tomorrow. It's going to be very explosive. Tomorrow night. But let me just say this. Once you are dating somebody who is wasting your time, who is refusing to say the right word at the right time, find your levels. A relationship that is almost looking like a BSc and MSc degree. 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. A relationship that is looking like a PhD relationship. What are you talking about? What do you mean? Wonderful. Ah. Time cannot be stored. Time cannot be held back. You can't hold time back and say, oh yeah, time, stop now. I'm not ready for anything for the next 1 month. So time, don't go forward. It's a lie. Time is going. That's why you have to get off that your horse that is just moving and rocking on the same place and get on your stallion and get going. You have to get off. You know that horse. There's some horses that Chiria will just be on it. He'll be there. Yeah, the horse. And it's just going like this. Broom, 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 broom. It's not going anywhere. It's time to get off such horses. And take the bull by the horn. Take the bull by the horn. Take the bull by the horn. There are people that is from January to now, they cannot account for anything. Nothing. Nothing has been done. From January to now, nothing. No improvement. No business started. No spiritual development. Yesterday night, I was studying at about, in the night, at like 1 a.m. this last night. And I was reading a particular book about people that made difference, like the former president of America, Barack Obama, who was a strange man with black blood, but with strange encounter. Became a president, won somebody who was already the wife of a former president, Bill Clinton, who was already, she lived inside White House before. He warned the lady. Say, go and sit down. I think John McClain also warned him also, and was in that White House. Did so much. But that story did not amaze me like the story of a lady called Catherine Booth. I'm sure you have heard about her. This lady is an amazing lady. Bible says, the book says, before she was 16, she had read the Bible cover to cover 8 times. Before she was 16 years, she had read the Bible cover to cover. You know, what drives us sometimes can be different. Those are the kind of things that drives me crazy. A 16-year-old has read the Bible 8 times. Woo! Amazing! It's time to utilize your time. A life not well managed will be well damaged. So get yourself in tune. Get yourself on point so that you can become a change agent in your generation. We are number what now? Sorry? Okay, let me just take 2 more or thereabout, and then I'll round up right here. We'll continue some other time. And I said number one is what? Key. Possess. Number two. Number three. Live purposefully. / live with a sense of vision and mission. Number four. Number five. Set goals for your life and run with it. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. Know ye not that all run in the race, but one obtaineth the prize. So run that you might obtain. Set a goal for yourself. You might not meet that goal exactly, but you must have a goal. Do you know you can't accomplish a plan you didn't plan for? You don't just enter into a success that you didn't budget for. You don't just enter into a success that was not well thought of. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Set a goal. Don't worry. Set a goal for yourself. Set a goal in your studies. Set a goal in your marriage. Set a goal for your business. Set a goal for yourself. Don't just sit down and just be waiting that it will work out, it will not work out. You have to set a reasonable goal for yourself. The kind that nobody in your family has ever set before. We are here, you are planning to write JAMB. I was asking one of my sons here, said, when is the next JAMB? When are you writing JAMB? He said, I'm ready. He said, no. I said, okay. From this December 1st, I said, I give you to the end of November. From December 1st, you start reading for the JAMB. Because JAMB must not jam you again. JAMB must not jam you again. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. Is somebody being blessed? If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah. Can I take 1 more or 2 more? Eh? Okay, because I still have so many. Okay, let me just take 2 more and then I'll round up. What are we going to now? Number 6. If you really, 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 really want to be a change agent, watch your association. Your association will determine your life, will determine where you're going to end up. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Iron sharpening iron. Iron is what we sharpen iron. So a man sharpening the countenance of his friend. If you really want to be successful, if you really want to become a change agent, you must watch out for those you daily and regularly work with. Because this will go a long way to determine how your life will eventually. Let me shock you. Your life soonest will soon be like that of your friends. That's how life is. Those that you regularly roll with, if they become successful, if their marriage is okay, your marriage will be okay. If they have money, you don't have money. If they are stable, you soon become stable. Most of the time, your life resembles your friends. That's why you can't be careless about those you associate with. You love everybody very well. But if you are going somewhere, you can't be the friend of just anybody. If you are supposed to love everybody, you can't, because some people's life just can't move with your life. They operate with bitterness. They operate with hatred. They don't have any other thing than to gossip about men. This is that guy. They don't have anything. Empty. This thing, empty. Only about, the only gist is the guy's gist. Nothing else that is productive, that can bring about development. I like to associate with those that will stretch me. Those that will stretch. Because until you are stretched, you can't have a spread. Until you are stretched. If you are looking for those who will be pampering every day, don't worry. Life is very simple. Don't bother yourself. Don't give yourself any stress. Those kind of friends can't help you. Those that will push you. Let's pray. Let's fast. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's move. Oh yeah, don't stay here. Oh yeah, move. Move. Pushing you, challenging you. That's the kind of people that will help you to become a change agent. They don't talk you down. They talk you up. They push you up. They deliberately push you towards the blessings of the Lord. And tonight, God is giving you such and those kind of friends in the name of Jesus. I say he's giving you those kind of friends in the name of Jesus. I say he's giving you those kind of friends in the name of Jesus. I'll just take one more and then I'll round up on number 7. Is commitment. If you want to be a change agent, you must be committed. And God gave me about 4 levels of commitment that you must have for you to become an agent of change. Number 1 level is commitment to God. Matthew 6:33. Your commitment to God. You must be totally committed to God. If you really want to get the best of God. The second level of commitment is family commitment. You must be tirelessly committed to your family. Tirelessly committed to your family. Tirelessly committed to your family. And number 3 level of commitment is assignment commitment. Commitment to your assignment. Because it is your assignment that will give you your consignment. No assignment, no consignment. No assignment, no progress. Somebody once said, 0 multiplied by 0 is 0. So, commitment to your assignment, commitment to God, commitment to family, commitment to your assignment, and commitment, the 4th one, is commitment to impact. That is commitment to being a change agent. Those are the 4 levels of commitment. You are committed to God tirelessly. Communion with God. Not allowing anything to break your... You have an unbroken relationship with God. As a change agent. Number 2, you are committed to your family. You love your wife, love your children, love the church family. And your family at large. Then you are committed to what? That's your assignment. That thing you are doing on a daily basis. You are a student here. That's your assignment for now. One of my daughters here came to see me after the resumption and said, Daddy, I didn't do too well last semester. And I told her why. I said, you are very good in business in so-so-so area. She said, but you have to be more committed to your school because your school is your major assignment now. Your school is your major assignment now. You have to be more committed to your school than that business. So that you can have something to do. So that you can do the business effectively later. But when you fail in school and you are pushed out of school, then your charisma, your ego might have so dropped that you might not even be able to get something out of life. It's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. Don't ever desert your God. As I begin to round up, don't desert God. Don't desert Him. Don't desert God, because your level of commitment to God will eventually determine how far you are going to go in life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1, the Bible speaking there tells us as youths, you say, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. My prayer for you here tonight is that God will give you that grace never, ever, ever to desert God in the name of Jesus. Many people think that when we say people should draw close to God, that it means that they will not enjoy their life. It's not true. The first American billionaire, John D. Rockefeller, the first person that they will say is a billionaire in dollars, was an usher in his church. He was the first to come to church and he was the last to leave the church. He was in charge of opening the doors of the church. He was the first known billionaire in America. John D. Rockefeller. So your connection with God brings you to the realm of the ultimate height that you can ever, ever reach. And my prayer for you is that you will not miss out in Jesus' name. I say you will not miss out in Jesus' name. Well, time is fast spent. It's now left for us to go back and look at these things. If they ask you tonight, you have learned many things, can you give us a summary of what you learned? I learned 4 levels of commitment. I must be committed to God. I must be committed to God. I must be committed to my family. I must be committed to my assignment. I must be committed to impact. To impacting my generation and using my gifts massively for the advancement of this generation. Like I said earlier on, when you came to the world, you cried. But when you are living, others are meant to cry because you made phenomenal impact in their life. My prayer for you here tonight is that your life will be a distinguished life. Your life will be a fulfilling life. Your life will be a blessed life. In that your area of calling, assignment, and endeavor, you will not be a failure. You will not turn out to be a failure. You will not squander your life. You will not squander your time. You will not waste your life. You will not waste your time. You will not waste your destiny. And you will turn out well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Can we all be on our feet? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.